are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
I told you guys, you gotta move my name from last to first on that intro. But you are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. What's going on, fellas?
We good, man. What's going on with everybody, man? What's up, Ray? What's going on, Ray?
I'm good.
See, I caught you off guard. See what I did right there?
My pause, the slight pause.
It was a slight pause. It was like, do you say our names? I wasn't even paying attention to myself. I zoned out. Do you say Wally?
No,
Ray?
Not really, but
okay.
I can do that.
Will T, I'll do it right now.
No,
Will T.
No, listen, I got the mic.
You got to go. I rock the mic.
Super engineer, producer, Wallyola.
You gave my government, man.
My bad.
I'm messing with you.
And then we also have the sports media phenomenon, Ray Jesus. Then you have myself, Will, the NWO. I think all know what.
Are you red and black or black and white?
I'm black.
Huh?
Black and white.
Black and white, man.
Black and white. But let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll finally discuss the Washington Redskins schedule, which was released a couple of weeks ago. At the 10-minute mark, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to talk about the Redskins resigning left guard Sean Laval. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, it's a tough schedule. You got the Colts on the schedule. We got the Falcons too, I believe, right? Falcons on the schedule. You know, Ray's gonna probably watch that game, talk trash. It's at FedEx, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Ray's gonna talk trash and annoy.
The game for me is Thanksgiving Day.
Cowboys.
At Dallas. Yep.
Yep.
4:30.
Wouldn't it be cool they got Dez Bryant for that game? Cause nobody wants him.
That's what the reports are.
What now? That's what they're saying now.
That no one.
Yeah, that nobody. The reports are nobody wants him. I don't really believe that for some strange reason. I feel like for a number two wide receiver, you
think he's going to end up in. I still think he's going to end up in Green Bay.
In Green Bay
with a minimal contract.
I think so too. I think Green Bay is a good option for him. Why not play with a great quarterback? Like, why not?
The games that stand out to me is at New Orleans in primetime. You had New Orleans beat last year and lost a 10-point lead in the last 4 minutes of the game. You also have Cam Newton coming to the building the week after on a short.
That game stands out because Carolina owns their skins of late.
I'm so looking forward to seeing the Redskins face off against Saquon Barkley, which looks like they play at the Giants the 28th. Mm-hmm. And then here against the Giants, when do they play the Giants here?
December 9th.
December 9th, that's a long time. Maybe we can cover that game. We'll see Saquon Barkley in person. That'd be great. He's such a great athlete.
Another game. Go ahead, Ray.
No, go ahead. You good.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, healthy. 18. That'd be a good game, too.
In D.C.
Ooh, I like
that's
that.
That's a good game, too.
So that could potentially.
That's got some fantasy implications.
It is.
Somebody
fantasy football.
Get Deshaun Watson, one of us.
I probably will. It probably won't be me. I'll probably get Phillip Rivers. You know how I do.
The winningest losing quarterback in life right
now. Greater fantasy football, man. He helped me win a championship. But
I wasn't here for you. I didn't hear your draft analysis. Did you give one?
Yeah, I was actually was. Yeah, I thought it was a good draft. We had Fred Smoot on to talk about the draft.
Oh, he showed up?
He showed up.
He posted this time?
Yeah, he did. He did.
20 minutes late, but
yeah,
he
showed up.
I wasn't here for it.
Yeah, he showed up. But yeah, I agree with him.
Shut down on
he thought it was the best. Yeah, I know. He thought it was the best draft in, I want to say, 10 years.
Wow, 10 years?
Mm-hmm. He talked about the draft in 10 years.
Well, no, with the 2008 draft, you don't have anyone from that draft class still around, right?
No. No, is that wait.
No.
When did
no,
Trent Williams? When did Trent Williams come?
No, not 2008. I'm thinking about. I was thinking about the draft that where you had those 3 second round picks and they ended up being.
Oh, Malcolm Kelly, Devin Thomas. No, that was the worst draft ever.
Yeah,
in
no,
Redskins
that's
history.
What I'm thinking about. Yeah, that's probably the worst.
That's the worst.
Was that Serato too?
Definitely Serato. That's Vinny Serato. Mm-hmm.
He was horrible.
That was the worst draft.
Now he's on the radio in Baltimore. Man, I'm telling you.
Let me ask you this though.
Go ahead. Ask
what. Why are you not on the radio?
Be a little serious here.
No, all joke. Go ahead.
Change the tone for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The allegations that came out last week. About the cheerleaders. As a fan, how do you feel potentially supporting a misogynistic and some would consider.
Hold on. Fred Smoot had the boat incident. He'd been on the show twice. Even though he's canceled.
What?
And yeah. He was on the Love Boat, so it don't even matter.
No, you're a trip.
Wally still likes Bill Cosby, too. So
I don't care about Bill Cosby. No. I never did like Bill Cosby. Oh, I'm sorry. Ever. No, I like Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor's the fry of Bill Cosby. To your point, you know who I am as a dude, right?
Yeah.
Do you think I care?
Wow.
No. But to me, that's kind of the sad part, though.
But I would never care. I wouldn't care if it was another organization.
Really?
Because I don't, because it ended.
So you can separate, like me. I tell people
morals, dog. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a set of moral compass for me, mm-hmm. And I tell people all the time, like I can separate. I know this may not be the fitting analogy, sure. But I can separate the art from the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like you know, there's something like Kanye West. Some of the comments that he said over the last week.
Yeah.
Some people are going to automatically say when his album comes out, I'm not supporting Kanye.
Yeah.
But me, I can separate the art from the artist.
Okay.
Now this is another extreme because it deals with potentially misogynistic behavior.
Yeah.
And then during this climate now, currently
mm-hmm. with the Me, what's the name?
The Me Too movement.
Me Too movement. Mm-hmm.
I was just curious to know, like as a fan,
but you
if any of it's validated,
yeah, if it's true, because you know people
fan,
have
could
been.
Could you see yourself supporting this team?
Yeah, I can, because I'm cheering the football, the team, the players. I'm not just like you said in terms of like the we're separating the art form.
The art from the artist.
Yeah, from the artist, right? Same thing. I'm watching the actual players. The players had nothing to do with that situation. The players on the football field are playing hard and playing for their team and this, that, and the other. So it's different.
But you're supporting an entity.
I don't buy products or anything. So to be honest with you.
But you attend those games.
To cover to on the grind. So yeah, to your point again, Will T, to your point, which you just made about Kanye West.
Separate.
I separate the art form from the artist.
Okay.
If you're taking people's passports, to me, that's almost like pimping somebody. You know, like you're going to do this, and if you don't, you know, you're going to be stuck here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to invoke fear into someone is just wrong, especially females.
If true. Because there was reports.
To me, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's been enough reports just across the league about what's going on with cheerleaders. They're already underpaid. They're not treated right, regardless of.
We're in a dangerous world where people can lie on you and get and ruin a whole individual's image.
True.
That's what I'm saying.
This isn't the Duke lacrosse team.
No, I'm not talking about Duke lacrosse. No, I'm talking about what happened to the dude in San Francisco. Foster, the inside linebacker.
Well, that's speculation too. She recanted.
I'm just saying, but
and
again,
she started recanting right after they said they weren't going to resign him.
On the flip side, that's not saying that it's speculation. I agree with you, but just saying, just let's say that she lied. Not saying that she did. Just let's say she lied. Again, it's easy nowadays just to cry wolf, and people go with it like it's the gospel, and it messes up your image for a player, messes up your image and your money for organization, can mess
that's,
up your whole
that's,
image.
That's 100% true, mm-hmm. and I do understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, how can I say this? I think too many times. Now go ahead, Ray. Why I collect my thoughts.
I think that it's important for all of us not to rush to judgment. I agree with that, because in so many cases, even with Ben Roethlisberger, he was suspended by Roger Goodell, and it turned out he didn't really do anything. I do like it's consistent. It's not a race thing. It's, you know, whether it's Big Ben, whether it's Ezekiel Elliott, no matter who it is, the same type of criticism comes down when it comes to National Football League. Now, the fact that these guys were suspended, I do think the Washington organization should be punished, though, if something's found out to be true, because these players have been unfairly punished at times, you know. But yeah. I think sometimes, like a guy like yourself, you usually are not entitled, but usually take the guy's side first. You're inclined to take the guy's side first. I remember when Chris Henry died, you were saying, what did she do to him, man? You know, but it turned out he had CTE. He was a nutcase. You know what I'm saying? He jumped on the truck, tried to kill her, and fell off. She didn't do nothing.
Hey, we'll talk.
Chad Johnson, when he smacked whatever her name is.
Wait, what did I say?
Well, you and Al was like, we was on the show together. Like, man, she promotes violence on... I'm trying to do my Al voice. She promotes violence on that show, man. And I'm like, well, yeah, that doesn't make it right that he hit her, though, you know. But
I don't think I made it right that I think I validated him hitting her, though.
I didn't say you did.
Okay. I'm against any man who puts his hands on a woman.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying a lot of times with public figures though, you tend to hear it out first.
Yeah, I do. I like to hear it out first.
The guys you want to make.
I do.
But and here's the thing: we can't judge nobody. Even if somebody makes that mistake,
mm-hmm.
you know, who says that we're better than them?
Yeah.
We're not. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying the NFL needs to be consistent in the way that they go about investigating, the way they go about punishing people. And again, I think there needs to be more representation, more resources, and just even, you know, better treatment for cheerleaders in general.
Well, I finally collected my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I think even though there's a lot of people, people use the term fake news.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime anytime a credible
Donald
journalistic institution like the New York Times puts out an article
mm-hmm.
as such, I think it's been vetted and it's been validated.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Now, is it 100% truth? I don't know. Like I said, I'm waiting until, you know,
all the information comes out.
We get the information till we make a judgment. But I will say this: if Roger Goodell and Daniel Snyder and Bruce Allen don't get together and someone conducts an internal investigation and finds out what really happened, and there's no punishment levy if it's found out to be true.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just go to show you that just how the NFL and Washington are totally tone deaf.
Yeah.
Because when you have a situation like this, and then you also have on the back of the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
If you just kind of sweep this under the rug, there's no additional reporting. There's mm-hmm. no saying we've, you know, done a thorough investigation. We've identified those bad actors and we've gotten rid of them out of our organization. If there's nothing like that that comes out of it, then I think they're doing it's totally tone deaf, and they're doing a big disservice to themselves from a PR standpoint.
Well, the NFL's been already tone deaf with what's going on within the whole movement anyway, within the national anthem or whatever.
But this is the thing. Do people really care about social issues when it comes to the NFL?
No, like, so I'm saying.
Levying to being like the...
But you don't... No, go
ahead. To levying... punishment when it comes to social issues.
No one really care. Like, I mean, we just
people
can't
care about that football.
We care about our football. Let's keep it 100. That's what it is.
You guys care about
I care about football. No, I'm talking to you. It's on me. I care about my football. I like to have my sports. Well, in terms of, you know, I just like about my. I care about my sports being entertained. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
in terms,
no,
I want to,
and
I want to.
And there's nothing wrong.
If somebody
with
wants to stand for something, I have no issue with that. Like, they should stand for it. I don't think you should be like punished or whatever for standing for your rights or whatnot. But when it comes to football, I care about football. I care about basketball. I care about baseball. I care about the sports.
It's a very slippery slope when it comes to just caring about sports, in my opinion, because.
Yeah.
So much goes on in various sports on both the collegiate and professional level, just like the college basketball scandal, just like
Cashew's bombs,
just like this, just like the steroid scandal in baseball. You know, if you turn a blind eye to these things, it's a mistake on our part. We continue to support dishonesty and cheating.
That's true.
Because it's the opposite of what we learn and what we want to teach those around us, our children, whoever. Mm. It could be younger family members like your nieces, your nephews, you know,
mm.
whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a mistake sometimes that we overlook these things. But again, I don't want to be judgmental, and I want to also make sure I forgive people because nobody's perfect. But we need to address it. And I think this needs to be addressed, and hopefully it will be.
And that's real talk. Lex Diamonds will join us to talk about the Redskins resigning Sean Laval after the break. You listen to Urban Sports saying for ages. You dig? Deuces.
I need the crib with the fountain to splash. SP, the only blower that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen, kid, I need the mountain to cash so I can roll up, hop in the whip, and like bounce to the Ave. I get by because I'm in the hood, the slums is around. Take my son just to ease the pain and humble me now. And I rather slow.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are myself, Wally, and Ray. Will T just rolled out, so you know.
Yeah, I'm glad he did. He had a muscle shirt on tonight, which is kind of scary. But I didn't want to say anything, though. Everybody can't wear muscle shirts. At least it was like a small white t-shirt. Like something you work on a car in. It wasn't like an Under Armour shirt.
Oh, man, you a trip, man. Right now, Right now, we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line with us. What's up, Lex?
Lex, it's an exciting time, brother. Power's about to come back on. Summertime is upon us. The weather's great. And you on the urban sports scene. It's always a blessing.
Hey, man, I'm not even, like, on Power right now because that's so far away. I mean, you guys are forgetting about the movies that's coming out.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of good movies.
Harrison Ford, Han Solo.
Y'all want to see Solo? I want to see Solo. That's real talk. I want to see Solo.
Infinity Wars just came out. I mean, you got the Capitol on the verge of giving us a parade. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. See, I told you.
All caps, everything.
Yeah. All caps.
You know what I'm saying? And then LeBron is having a phenomenal run right now. So, and Chris Paul could make it to the NBA Finals for the first time. I mean, it's a lot going on, man.
That LeBron dude, that's
a lot. We got Lex on the wrong show because we got to talk Redskins. But there's a lot we could talk about when it comes to LeBron and just the sports world in general. But, hey, I'm glad you're happy, man. So am I, just for some of the reasons you mentioned, but also because we're doing big things here. And, again, the weather's nice. Whenever the weather's nice, it's always a blessing.
Yeah, it's always good when someone talks good about LeBron on any show.
Hey, the weather is nice. If you're not an allergy sufferer, did you see the video of the tree that got bumped and all the pollen just kind of fell like it was a like a volcano dropping lava on? It was unbelievable.
Hey, Lex, you still vegetarian, by the way?
Am I still what?
Vegetarian.
I'm vegan on certain days, yes.
Oh,
certain days.
Oh,
and I'm pescatarian on the other days.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Cool. All right, so
yeah,
let's get this discussion started.
I know, my bad. I was lunching. I'm sorry. So the Redskins re-signed Sean LaValle. It was a guy that shouldn't play at left guard. It's a guy that many people thought that shouldn't be on this team. Thought that he was kind of the one of the weak links on the offensive line. Now there's an opportunity that he may be the starter. Opening game in the regular season.
And I think that's probably what we would consider a flaw in Washington's draft. You know, we've given them high grades. I think everyone has. But I think the fact that they didn't get an offensive interior lineman will be questioning that decision, you know, later this summer. Because, you know, one of the weaknesses for Washington, I would say, would be one, you know, the inside, the center guard position, on the opposite side of Sheriff. Sheriff is solid. Uh-huh. But that center guard on the opposite side has been kind of a struggle. And then the fact that your best tackle is seemingly hurt for at least a portion of the season, it's going to be tough and challenging for Washington to kind of be successful. But, you know, hopefully Sean has thought about improving and he's worked on his game, you know, during the off season and his technique, and hopefully he can come back and be a real contributor.
You know, well, I'm a believer that you are who you are. I mean, wishful thinking is great, but you are who you are. For the last couple of seasons, he's been who he's been. And I'm not going to kind of assassinate him as a football player, but he is who he's been. So I'm going to go on the flip side, looking at a young guy, a local product from Damatha, Ari Quanjo. Is he a guy that you think should get the opportunity to start?
Well, I think that's what we have mini camps for, and you know, during the summer, the coaches, you know, they're going to evaluate that, and they're going to see who is the best fit, you know, for this team. And I really think if Washington decides to kind of go more of a physical style of offense where they're running the football, you know, I think it's going to be very important to pick, you know, the most effective one that can really do the run block. I think with Alex Smith, the running quarterback, you need that, you need those interior linemen to really understand, you know, being able to pick up the blitzes and And being able to move, you know, move their guy back and even try to get to that second level where the linebackers are. So it's going to be interesting to see which direction Washington goes. I mean, just because they signed him does not mean that he will make the team after, you know, after all of the summer practice.
Yeah, and there's also an opportunity, you know, there's cuts that happen, you know what I mean? So there is an opportunity, maybe a quality veteran guard gets cut, and the Skins can have an opportunity to pick that guard up.
And not only that, you might pick up a young free agent off of this, you know, a rookie off of the scrap heap that didn't get picked up, overlooked during the draft. And they may pick up and, you know, may impress them during the mini camp and over the summer. And, you know, the position is available. That's the one position we know going into camp that is very possible that a rookie could come in and possibly take that spot. So that's going to be intriguing to watch, I think, you know, this offseason when the summer is almost here, fellas.
I know. So, it's football season almost here. It's crazy. That is crazy. Like, to your point, though, like, no one thought of Trace Rudier coming into the season last year, and now he's the center for the Washington Redskins coming up to this season, and a lot of people have high hopes on him. So to your point, for the guard position, they may get an undrafted rookie play in that position, or, you know, it may be Quanjo, whoever, playing that position, they become a staple for this team during the season. Oh, so I'll give you another idea of some sorts in terms of playing that position. How about moving Ty Nsekhe to guard?
Well, again, I mean, I think Washington at some point, you know, they're going to evaluate what they have. And, you know, a lot of times you don't see you can't predict the future when it comes to, like, these offensive linemen. And there's very possibilities that a team may drop a veteran offensive lineman at some point during this offseason, during the summer. You know, they're always cut. People are trying to cut payroll and things of that nature. So there's going to be an available guard, interior lineman, that's going to be able to help Washington, I think, this season. I can't imagine them allowing the offensive line to have a big hole. You know, and we have a really good offensive line coach. So I truly believe that they're going to, you know, they're going to really evaluate and they'll make the right decision.
So do you think, all right, so you talked about the draft and not getting a guard, you know, and not making it the better, you know, the best draft that it could be for them. Do you think that they have that much trust or, you know, or too much belief in what Callahan can do with the guys they have on the roster?
Well, I think Callahan has a proven track record that he can have success with offensive linemen. He is a guru. I would, so, you know, I would give him the benefit of doubt with guys that are borderline, you know, capable of being a starter. But they, you know, right now they have them in a secondary role. I think he's capable of really helping them with their techniques and finding, you know, the right pieces and the right fit for this team.
So to sum it all up, what is your thought of the offensive line? Do you think it's better? You think it will be better than we saw last year, or do you think that it's to be determined type of thing?
Well, I think for Washington's offensive line, it's definitely a to be determined. I think it first starts with health, you know, being able to get everybody on the field at the same time for the majority of the snaps. I think if they're capable of doing that, I think they will, you know, help the continuity. Because honestly, guys, that's the most important thing with offensive line is basically health and being able to play together. And I think once, you know, if you can get these guys to play 8 to 12 to even, you know, even 13, 14 games together as one unit, it'll really help Washington. You know, it helps with the, you know, the blitz pickups and all of that. I mean, it's just important for these guys to stay healthy. Now, have they done that in the past? No. We've seen Sheriff go out. We've seen Moses and Trent Williams. So, you know, we're hoping that we can keep everybody healthy this year, especially, you know, the center. I mean, you got Spencer Long, I think, was in the mix at some point. I mean, you had so many guys that, you know, come and go. on that offensive line. You just want people to, you know, you would hope that they could just stay healthy and give Washington that that strength up front, because the important part of the offense is the offensive line. If they can stay healthy and stay together, I think Washington can have success, you know, offensively.
No, I agree. I think that it is a to be determined. I do think the center position is going to be, it's going to be a position that's going to be that's pretty much shored up. I do like Chase Rudier. I think he's going to be a real productive center for the Washington Redskins for years to come. So we talked about in our last segment, we talked about the Redskins schedule. What were your I'm not sure, did you check out the schedule? Have you seen the schedule? Or you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I was happy because the games were okay. Early.
They were early. I know that's right? Ain't that the truth?
They were 1 o'clock games. They weren't a lot of prime time games. You know, I was excited for a different reason, but I kind of thought their schedule wasn't bad.
Okay.
They got the NFC East, I think, the latter part of the schedule, which is interesting, but you know, gives them time to, you know, kind of develop, I guess, their team. You just hope that by the time they get to the Eagles. And the second half of that, you know, that Cowboy and Giants run, we just hope that everybody is still healthy enough to help this team win some games.
So how would you rate the schedule in terms of difficulty?
Well, it's difficult because you're playing some of the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to take on Aaron Rodgers. You got Cam Newton in that mix.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course, the Eagles, you got them twice, and Carson Wentz. Eli Manning is in the mix because they're in the, you know, they're in the division.
Yeah.
I want to say I remember
Andrew
seeing
Luck.
The Saints.
Yeah, Saints.
Andrew Luck in Indianapolis in there.
You may got, I mean, depending on who the quarterback in Arizona, that could be a challenge. If it's, you know, it could, Josh Rosen is.
Well,
I got
like Arizona.
Look,
I'm
man,
really
hey man, that Sam Bradford and Larry Fitz could be a problem. I wouldn't put it past them if he's healthy. Sam Bradford and Larry Fitz could be a problem.
Sam Bradford has to stay healthy.
That's
his problem.
So that's the first game of the season, Lex. Lex, that's the first game of the season. He's going to be healthy.
He might get hurt in the preseason.
That's
true.
He's
a very fragile guy.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, that is track record. That is his track record.
Yeah. And I think he's, in my opinion, I think he's a little overrated. So I'm not really afraid of Arizona's team in the first game. I think for Washington, you know, I think that's going to be a bye, with the exception of David Johnson. Now, if he's healthy to come back, will he be the David Johnson we remember? Or will they bring him along slowly, which I think they will, because I think they'll probably rest him the majority of the preseason. So, you know, his first game back possibly will be against us. So I'm hoping that he won't be playing at the high level. And then they have that rookie, you know, who has a huge ego. Josh
Rosen. I love that kid. I love him.
I think he's overrated.
Oh, Lex Killer.
Second coming to Jay Cutler.
He's way better than Jay Cutler. That's an insult to Jay. That's an insult to Josh Rosen.
I'm just saying, I think he's the second coming to Jay Cutler. That's just what I believe, man.
Look, that's the best quarterback in the draft you're talking about. I'm just letting you know. That's the best quarterback in the draft you're talking about. Remember this discussion.
I think the best quarterback was It's a cross between Sam Darnold and your boy Lamar Jackson. That's just me.
Sam
Darnold.
You know he's a USC quarterback. You know what happens to USC quarterbacks, right?
Yes, Matt Barkley, Matt Leinart.
The only one's good was Carson Palmer, the only one.
Matt Barnes, all
I
the
think
Mets.
This one is different. I think this one is different, though, guys, because those other guys won big games. You know, they came in with a bunch of hype, like they were going to be the next Joe Montana.
Did I mention Sanchez? Sorry, go ahead, though.
Yeah, I'm saying Sanchez. I mean, those guys won games at USC. Sam Darnold really didn't win a lot of games.
Yeah, I got your point.
So I don't really see him with that huge ego coming to the Jets. And the Jets needed a quarterback. I think he's a good fit. They finally got him somebody that can play. They also got Teddy Bridgewater, but...
Yeah, I think Teddy is going to start. I think Teddy can take. I think if it's a fair camp and Teddy's healthy, I think Teddy starts over him for year one. I think Teddy's better. To be honest with you, I think Teddy's better than Sam Darnold. If healthy.
He might be better, but they're not going to let him play.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I get you. No, I'm with you. I'm just saying, if he's healthy though, if it's a fair competition, we'll see. But I know Sam. To me, Sam Darnold, by watching him, he's like he's if you're talking about Jay Cutler, he's very turnover prone. He reminds me, he is very turnover prone. And it, like, I have a problem with Sam Darnold compared to like a Lamar Jackson, is that Sam Darnold is like obviously he was like the best quarterback to certain scouts, but when you look at Lamar Jackson, and if you look at their college careers and what their flaws were, they were very similar. But Lamar Jackson, to me, worked with a lot less compared to what USC had offensively.
I thought Rosen was going
Lamar Jackson.
Huh?
I thought Rosen was going number one.
Yeah, they didn't like his attitude. His attitude was too much for folks, supposedly. But what do you say about Lamar Jackson, Alexa? My bad. What were you going to say about Lamar Jackson?
No, I was just going to say, I didn't think Rosen was going one, only because he put out there early that he didn't want to play with the Cleveland Browns. So I didn't think that was going to happen.
He did say that.
And Lamar Jackson, to me, is the closest thing we've had to Michael Vick. And honestly, if they hadn't, you know, put him away for the dog fighting, Michael Vick probably would still... You know, he probably would have taken a team to a Super Bowl.
Oh, agreed.
Probably would have taken the Falcons to a Super Bowl.
Lex, did you drink corn liquor while you was in North Carolina or something, man?
You said what?
Did you drink any corn liquor while you was in Carolina? I'm trying to figure what. Michael Vick? No, man.
Lamar?
You don't think Lamar Jackson is the closest thing to Michael Vick that we've seen?
No. Hello. Not even. No.
Man, you.
Michael Vick is a rare talent. They're both black. I will agree with that. But Michael Vick used to just pop his arm and the ball went like 60 yards, dude. Like, and Michael Vick, there is still no quarterback that can match his speed. Maybe he's the closest thing speed-wise, but...
Football speed, nobody's faster than Michael Vick.
Lamar Jackson might be a Cam, maybe.
He's faster than Cam.
I'm not saying he's not, but that might be somebody he might resemble a Cam Newton. That might
not
Michael Vick.
He can resemble 2012 quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
No, 2012.
I said 2012. I didn't say after 2012. I said 2012.
To me, Cam Newton, based on his build, I think Lamar Jackson might be closer to him. But other than that, not Michael Vick. Russell Wilson, who's shorter, but not Michael Vick.
Man, let me tell y'all something. This guy, Cam Newton, is not Michael Vick, first of all. They're two different types
of quarterbacks.
Of course not. Lamar Jackson is the closest thing, guys. I mean, I don't know if you remember. Lamar Jackson, because he came out early. So I think his freshman year, he had a phenomenal college career.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know if you guys watched him play Clemson with him.
Oh, he fried Clemson. Yeah, they had a good show. I saw that game. That was a great game.
They were going back and forth with each other. I mean, Clemson had the better defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they could not stop Lamar Jackson in the second half. So I don't know, guys. If he's given an opportunity to play, I think Lamar Jackson is special. That's just me, though. I really do.
I'll say this about Lamar Jackson because obviously when it was in doubt that, you know, if he was going to leave or stay or whatever, I thought that he should stay a year. Just I watched him trying to learn like a pro offense his last year at Louisville. And I was like, 1 year wouldn't hurt him. I mean, he's starting to pick up a pro style offense, and you could tell he's getting better as the season goes on. So I was like, okay, you know, he spends this year in college. That he can the following season in college, he can be where he wants to be in terms of a more of a complete passer. But I like this situation. I do think he has the skill set and the ability to be a special quarterback. He just has to be handled the right way. I like the Ravens drafted him because I think he's going to sit a year under behind Flacco. And there's no pressure for him to play this year, and he's just going to learn. And he's going to be, to me, he's going to be a good quarterback. Michael Vick, I'm so scared to put quarterbacks with Michael Vick because Michael Vick was not just – he was fast, and he was elusive. He was too elusive. It's just like when Robert Griffin III, when he was in D.C. and everybody tried to compare Robert Griffin III to Michael Vick, he wasn't elusive. RG3 was fast, but he wasn't elusive.
You got to compare him to somebody. That's just how it is. When we were kids, it was Randall Cunningham was the comparison. I don't care if it was Michael Bishop. They were trying to compare him to Randall Cunningham. But I think Harbaugh has to be gone in order for this guy to succeed because, to me, Tyrod Taylor, his growth was stunning in Baltimore because of his head coach. That's just me.
What you think?
Well, we'll see, guys.
Marty Morningwig is the
coordinator. You know, Joe Flacco will probably get hurt, and then, you know, they'll
be RG3, man.
RG3 irritated, too.
They'll be RG3, Lex. They'll be RG3.
All right, well,
yeah,
Lex.
RG3 probably get hurt in the Walmart.
All right, well, hey, Lex, man, thanks for being on. We're going to have you on next week. You know how we do.
Hey, no problem, guys, man. You know, make sure you're paying attention to the NBA playoffs because LeBron is playing phenomenal.
Hey, Lex, gosh. I totally agree with you.
Against the Raptors.
Lex,
anyway.
Lex, I like when people agree with me. Story comes together.
Check us out, Lex. Go to the vault, man. Listen to our show. You'll hear what I got to say about that.
All right,
that.
Guys. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Thank you, man. Again, man, that is the great Lex Diamonds from Harrison Sports Radio Network who agrees with me about LeBron James. But that's on a different show, though.
This night is just horrible. Will T had a muscle shirt on. These chips were horrible. And, I mean, really, this is just a bad night for me. Anyway.
It's just amazing. Amazing.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
They don't. Show. That's what makes it amazing.
It's a different show. But check my Twitter page out at @UrbanSports_Ray.
So you can see the chips he's referring to. They're pumpkin chips, and they're freaking amazing. Anyway, it's time for That's Real.
Almost the whole bag is still there.
No, I'm eating.
Doritos
bro.
Have been gone.
These are amazing.
Your fingers would have been orange. The microphone would have been orange.
Dude, it wouldn't be because I don't eat the Doritos like that anymore. Cool Ranch, though, to be honest with you. Wouldn't be orange. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
I got loyalty. Got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece. Got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. This born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this. What shouts you a new weapon? I don't contemplate, I meditate. Then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon. I serve. Yeah, that's him again. The sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work. I know just who you are. See, use a. Your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch. Heritage inside your DNA. Background don't exist. Burn on side a jellyfish. I gauge. See, my pedigree most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you. This is Barla's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, furnace, boosters, furnace.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia. Ray.
Nature's delicious.
I'm Wally here with Ray. Will T is out. He left. He left after the first segment.
It's horrible. I can't even do a commercial for that.
Hey, yeah, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports League.
I'm going to say in my Jersey Mike voice, if you like pumpkin chips like I do, go to Aldi and get some.
Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. We appreciate it. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us. Leave us a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can tweet us at Urban Sports Scene. Urban is spelled URBAN. Sports, SPORTSENE. I'm geeking right now. You're getting me with these chips talk. And these chips are throwing all up in my teeth. Excuse me.
That just sounds horrible in the microphone. We need to get out of here.
Now that sound bad? On the mic? It sure did. It's okay. That's real talk. All right. Hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Just look up Urban Sports Scene. Our first, we have tweets that are referring to the question, rate the Washington Redskins schedule in terms of difficulty. My man Jeremy Reiner said he rates the Redskins schedule an 8. 1 out of 10. He rates it an 8. Eagles twice in December is not good, and an early bye is never good. I've seen worse for us, but this one is up there with them. This is probably one of the worst. He says one of the worst schedules he's seen by the Washington Redskins to open, you know, in terms of the outlook. I thought last year's schedule was kind of rough too, though.
Nah, I mean, again, the projection that I saw was 8-8. I mentioned that a couple
of
weeks
ago. A lot of people
here.
Got 8-8, yeah.
Which isn't bad, to be honest with you, considering all the changes. You know what? the Redskins can learn from the Caps, their big victory over the Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's expected of you. Going over Chief. Again, Dallas, we don't know what Dallas is going to look like. The Giants, we expect them to be better, but I still think they're beatable. So you're looking at Philly as going to be the top dog, and you were close to Philly in both games. Really, you competed.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? If you can get at least three division wins,
it's all good.
And you can win another six games outside of the division. 9-7 might be good enough to go to the playoffs next year. You never know.
Yeah, I think we'll see. I think this team is better than they were last year.
But at least should be 500, and that might keep grooving around.
Yeah, that's true. I think this team is better than they were last year. On Facebook, my man Brandon Carey. I think you know Brandon.
Yes, my man.
Yeah, Brandon Cool. He supports the show. He said in terms of the rating between 1 and 10, he says he gives it a 7. Reason, we have the NFC South, which had 3 teams in the playoffs, not to mention the 2 teams in the AFC South.
I'm just looking at November 4th. They play the Falcons. That's a big game. That's one of the top teams in the NFC
South. Yeah.
And then the Saints in primetime. That's going to be a big one to me as well.
And he said, but we know every team's fall out and teams come up. So every team. And he's right though. In terms of the season, some teams that you think are promising, they don't pan out, and some teams that you don't even think of become world beaters. So yeah, Brandon, I totally agree with you.
World beaters, huh?
Yeah, world beaters, man. World beaters. You don't concur? You don't concur? You don't think
what was that? What kind of accent was that?
I'm trying to channel my Africanism again, man.
Oh boy, I tell you. We gotta close this out. Redskins season is gonna be big, but I'm looking forward to OTAs starting, seeing Alex in town, Smith, of course, not Ovechkin. I have to be specific. Because right now, it's not a whole lot going on that we know of within the organization. So
we
need some things to talk about. We need to evaluate. We need to look at the rookies, one of the better rookie classes in recent memory.
According to Fred Smoot.
Fun season.
Yeah, according to Fred Smoot.
No, I said last 10 years. He said
last 10 years, man.
Well.
You know what I mean? Real
he's very opinionated. I'm not as
he's very opinionated, and he's not a homer. Now, that I do know. He's not a homer. He keeps it like 100. Donovan Mitchell's killing. My man on Facebook, my man Kevin Sample said he rates the schedule an 8. So yeah, I think everybody believes that the schedule is pretty tough. So I typically agree. I think the schedule is tough. Anytime you have quarterbacks like Ray mentioned in the NFC South, you got Cam Newton, you got Drew Brees. And you got Matt Ryan, and then you start off the season. If healthy,
gonna leave Jameis out. That's messed up because you don't play him.
Huh? I don't care about Jameis. Oh. I know. I ain't mentioned Jameis. I like Jameis, but he ain't proven right now. I like Jameis, but he ain't proven. And then you look at the Colts. If Andrew Luck plays, that's a game that wasn't meant to be a difficult one. But if Andrew Luck's healthy, that's a difficult game now. So. And then I even contrary to what Lex believes, Arizona's going to be tough if David Johnson is healthy, and that's going to make things easier for a Sam Bradford because you have a healthy David Johnson. So the schedule isn't as easy. Even the teams that struggled last season are going to be difficult this year. But anyway, it's time to wrap this show up. Appreciate you all for listening to the Urban Sports Scene. We always appreciate you all. Ray, you have anything you want to say?
No, sir. We're out of here.
We're out of here. Well, anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Saint for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie.